1. Begin transmission.
Hey yo hey. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting down right now to watch a very exciting football game, part of the World Cup, obviously. And I'm watching Belgium. The game is going to start here in a few minutes. The coin kid was a girl this time. Is that the first girl I've seen carrying the coin? Maybe. What's my cat doing? Oh, she's over there tearing up the carpet. Yeah, she's not even 1 meter away from her scratching post, and she decides to claw at the carpet instead of the kitty scratching post. Good job, kitty. Oh, boy. Looks like Romelu Lukaku is in. There was some question as to whether he would be starting with a slight injury, but looks like he's okay. Who else are they starting? Where's the ball? Yeah, we're going to need a ball if we're going to play this game. So Romelu Lukaku is standing at the middle spot. And look, Eden Hazard is starting. He was supposed to be injured out too, but yay. Are we going to see some Belgian domination today? We might. If we can ever get a ball on the field. Okay, here comes the referee with the ball. He puts the ball on the spot. He looks around, checks to make sure all the teams are ready. And are they ready? They look ready. Okay, come on. Blow the whistle. Let's get this game started. Today. Oh, Vincent Kompany is even starting. Yay. Are we going to start the game today? It was supposed to start 60 seconds ago. Okay, are we going to... Oh, hi, Bengans, where are you going? The cat's going into the bathroom. We're still waiting for the game to start. And finally they kick the ball. Romelu Lukaku kicks back to his center midi. And they go all the way back to the goalkeeper. All right, so finally, we're getting this game started. Oh, and I'm still tired. Man, I had a brutal time last night. I tried to go to bed early, tried to be asleep by 3 o'clock, but no, I flopped around on the ground for an hour. I finally got back up at like 4 o'clock, and I watched some videos on YouTube of guys racing their slot cars. It was slot car drag racing, those large-scale slot cars. Oh, that was fun. And I finally went to sleep by 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. Then I woke up at 7:30. Then I woke up at 9. Then I woke up at 10:30. Then I woke up at about 11:45. And I sat around for 15 minutes and I finally decided to get up. I don't know what was keeping me up. I don't know if it was the heat. It wasn't all that hot. But it's humid and it's all weird, and so I'm all tired. Maybe it was because I ate too much. I went out to eat with my parents last night, and I had 3 tacos. And they're kind of big. And so I ate a lot. And I had sour cream and Tabasco sauce, and I had lots of rice, too. And it was yummy. Yum, 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 yummy. It was good. Oh. And then while I was over at my parents' house, I figured out how to get to YouTube from their Amazon Fire Stick. Their TV is a little bit older than mine and doesn't have the same capabilities. And so I had my parents watching Marble races. And we must have done that for half an hour. Just, wow, this is great. So that was fun. Ugh. And then last night when I couldn't sleep, not only was I watching slot car races, I decided to check out some more K-pop. I don't know what it was, but I didn't feel like watching anything that took too much, you know, mental capacity. So I wanted to watch something pretty mindless. And what's more mindless than, you know, K-pop videos? So I watched some more Momoland and laughed, and I watched Blackpink. Blackpink, which I kind of liked. I sure liked the four girls. They were all real cute and fashionable and dancing around, and the music was corny as hell, though. It's like, ugh. All this weird sort of rapping and R&B style stuff. It was really odd. I didn't really like the music as much as I liked the music of Momoland. But that was about all I could take. It was funny, though. I really am wondering if I should go to Korea. Start a band. Start a girl K-pop group. No problem. No problem. So I'm sitting here drinking tea. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's so yummy. Where did Pippa go? Pippa has left the room. That's weird. Usually she likes to sit here and watch football with me. Maybe she just wants to go, you know, take a kitty nap or something. I don't know. Oh. There was something else I was going to tell you, but now I can't remember what it was. Well, maybe it was the F1 results. Yeah, so I watched the F1 race. And it was horrible. It was horrible. My driver, Valtteri Bottas, crashed out. Well, he didn't crash out. He had a gearbox failure in like the first 10 laps, so he was out of the race. And then, when was it? Was it about the 50th lap? Lewis Hamilton, the other Mercedes driver, he also had mechanical issues. He was in like fourth or fifth place, and he had to change tires at a strange time, and he went down to like sixth place, and then shortly thereafter he had some problem with the engine, or the power unit as they like to call it, and he was out of the race. And this is the first time in 2 years where there was a double DNF for Mercedes. Pippa! My cat's meowing in the other room. What are you doing out there, babies? Come in here, watch football with me. World Cup. Kitties. So, yeah. I couldn't even watch the end of the race. Because Max Verstappen was in the lead. I gotta look that up. Did he end up winning? I don't know. I guess I should be happy for Max Verstappen. He is actually a pretty talented driver. It's just he's a hot-headed butt. He's a hot-headed butt face. And so I'm kind of not a fan. I recognize his talent, and he's going to be great in another couple years if he can just calm down and stop being such a horse's ass all the time. Pippa! What are you yanging at? My kitty is making noises in there. What's that kitty doing? I do not know. So anyway, here we are, still watching football. Come on, Belgium. Let's go, Belgium. La 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 la. Oh yeah, I thought of something else. When I was watching videos last night, I also watched some baby metal. And I had to watch one video that was basically baby metal reacting to fans reacting to baby metal. So the girls in baby metal would watch videos of people watching baby metal videos. And it was completely innocuous. No opinions were formed. Oh, it was funny. It was funny. And I watched baby metal perform with Rob Halford from Judas Priest, which I thought was bizarre, but kind of cool. I mean, it was cool, but it was... Oh, wait, here we go. Belgium on the attack at the top of the box. There's a through ball. Nope. Fail. The funny thing about baby metal is that they will admit to not knowing what metal music was until shortly before, you know, they formed the band. I mean, they had to be shown a metal music video because they hadn't even heard of the genre. You know, and then their producer says, you know, we're going metal, so you better learn some metal. So how they know who Rob Halford is a shock to me, considering, you know, they weren't even born by the time Judas Priest broke up. But still, it was kind of interesting. I thought it was kind of funny. Oh, yaga. I sort of have a slight cramp in my leg. Yowza. And Belgium defends well. Let's go, Belgium. Let's get them. Let's get some goals. I'm talking to the TV, Pippa. Pippa can hear me talking to the TV, and she keeps yanging. She keeps saying, meow. Come in here and watch Belgium with me. No answer. What's my kitty doing? What's that kitty doing out there? I don't know. Okay, so here's a long ball to Romelu Lukaku out to the side. He gets around one guy. He gets into the box. He lays the ball off to Eden Hazard, who has to pass it back to somebody I don't recognize now, Kevin De Bruyne. Puts it into the six-yard box. Eden Hazard. No, that's not Eden Hazard. That's, I can't remember that guy's name. De Bruyne puts it into the six-yard box. The guy can't quite get to it in time. Oh, just misses it by inches. Oh, it's Mertens. Oh, and who's this behind me? Okay, well, my cat just came into the room, but she's now climbing into the Thunder Hut. Because maybe you can hear it. There's lawnmower noise outside. My lawn guy is here to mow the lawn. And Pippa does not like the lawnmower noise. And so she has to hide in the Thunder Hut. Oh, that's funny. Gotta hide from the lawnmower, even though I have explained to her that the lawnmower cannot get inside the house. But the lawnmower is not too bad. The lawnmower will go away in about 15 minutes. This guy can mow my lawn really fast. He's got a big lawnmower. And it only takes... In my entire front yard, how many passes does it take? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Maybe 6? My backyard is sort of oddly shaped. 1, 2, 3, 4... Yeah, again, maybe like 6 different passes. He's in and out. During the World Cup game. It's a good thing I don't have the sound on, otherwise I would be annoyed. And I don't know who's calling this game, and I don't want to hear Alexi Lawless talking. So I've been having a lot of... been watching a lot of these games with the sound off on my TV. Because I hate Alexi Lawless so much. You know, what's funny is I didn't hate him when he was playing. I mean, I didn't like the whole team that he was on. The American national team back in 1994 or whenever. Yeah, I didn't have a lot of respect for that team. I usually don't have a lot of respect for the American team. just because, oh, they think they're so great. Oh, America's the best team in the world at playing soccer. No, you're not even close. You're not even in the top 100. Not even in the top third in the world. So I've never been a fan, and I tend to root against the United States in football. I am not a jingoist. I know who the good teams are. I know who the bad teams are. You're not going to fool me with your propaganda. So I was neutral, really, towards Alexi Lalas in the beginning, when he was a player, when he actually played football. But ever since he stopped playing football, he's sort of become the American expert. And he... I'm not sure he knows what he's talking about. Yes, he has some experience, and yes, he kind of knows what's going on, but the game has changed so much since he's played. It's been over 20 years since he's played. That's an entire generation of human beings, and they're playing different football. And the worst part about Alexi Lalas is everything he says is negative. No player can ever do anything good. And so, you know, he's been talking about how bad Leo Messi has been. Well, Leo Messi hasn't been bad. His team has been bad. And I sure as hell don't see Alexi Lalas doing better than Leo Messi. Leo Messi's the greatest player in the world and might go down as the greatest of all time. You know, what has Alexi Lalas done? Nothing. Nothing. He has won nothing. He never played for any significant teams. He never played for a real football team. He didn't ever play in Europe. He never played anywhere. He didn't even play in Mexico or South America. You know, he didn't play for any good clubs. He played in America. You know, it's kind of like, how do I explain this to American people who don't know anything about football? It's like, imagine a kid who's 12 years old who goes to the Little League World Series but loses in the first round. And then that kid goes on to become the expert baseball commentator for pros. And then that kid talks about how these pros aren't any good. Okay, that's Alexi Lalas. He's an idiot. And so negative. And if you want to hear how it's supposed to be done, listen to British guys call a football game. And then listen to Alexi Lalas call a game, and you'll notice the difference right away. Alexi Lalas is the kind of guy who, if a guy takes a shot on goal and the ball misses, Alexi Lalas is the guy who will tell you that the ball has missed. I mean, it's so obvious. And we're sitting here watching it. We can see that the guy has missed. But then Alexi Lalas will say, "Oh, that was a terrible shot." Okay, well, I don't see you doing any better, one, Lexi. But in a British commentator, he will never say, "Oh, that was a terrible shot." He will imply that it wasn't the best idea. He'll say, "Oh, and the shot is speculative." Okay, that's not mean. You know, that's not rude. Or a British person will say, "Oh, and it looks like, oh, he just caught it wrong with his foot." And they'll be polite and they give the players the benefit of the doubt. But not Alexi Lalas. Alexi Lalas, the guy who's far from perfect, the guy who would have been better off as a member of the Spin Doctors. Ooh, Alexi, come on, Lukaku. I can't believe I'm ranting about Alexi Lalas again. I hate that guy so much. Here's something interesting that happened. The ball gets into the penalty area to Romelu Lukaku, who's standing right on the spot. And the defender kind of came up and hugged him, and he couldn't get the ball out of his feet. And by the time he got the shot off, it went wide. I think it might have clipped another guy. Yeah, it did clip another guy, because now we're going to a corner kick. Kevin De Bruyne. He sets the kick up. Puts the ball in the little one-yard arc. Puts it in. It's an in-swinger. Oh, Vincent Kompany got his head on it, but it didn't quite go towards the goal. And then when the ball came down, where did it go? Oh, I thought it tipped off the other guy. Nope. And the ball bounces over the goal line. Looks like we've got a goal kick. So Belgium, they are creating some opportunities. And that's good. We are now 18 minutes into the game. The lawn guy has the trimmer out and they're zipping it around in my house. Can you hear that? The kitty is still in the Thunder Hut. She might even decide to take a nap in there. Because kitties like to be safe and hide in the Thunder Hut. Alright, so I gotta not talk about Alexi Lalas anymore. He's such an idiot. I hate you, Alexi Lalas. I would punch you in the face, given half a chance, and I'd probably only pay $40 for the privilege. Gotta stop thinking about it. And I missed this morning's game. Because after my weird night, I couldn't be bothered to get up early. I tried to go to bed early, but I failed. So I gotta watch the other game from today, later tonight. When is that? I'm gonna check the football schedule here really quickly. Quickly. Okay, it's gotta be on. There it is. There's one at 7 and one at 9. So, all right. So it looks like I'll have some time later this afternoon to watch some more Hot Wheels racing or something bizarre like that. Then we have the game on again at 1:30 a.m. along with The Life of Brooke Behringer. If you're not Nebraskan, you do not know who Brooke Behringer is. But in Nebraska, he's a hero. Got a lot of Nebraska football classic games on tonight. Not that I will watch any. Oh. Look at this. Guess what starts in like 4 minutes? Sense and Sensibility. The Emma Thompson, Kate Winslet, Alan Rickman, Hugh Laurie one. I've seen it a dozen times. What else is on tonight? Anything? No. Let's go down to this channel. Oh, it looks like we've got some... No, I don't want to watch any of that. I better get back to the game here. There's a free kick or something. No, I take that back. It's just a corner kick. They were lining up funny. So, Kevin De Bruyne here on the near side. And Doinger. It's a funny bouncer to the spot. To Vincent Kompany. Goes back out to the far side. Comes out of the penalty area. Who was that? Vertonghen? Yeah, Jan Vertonghen puts it back in. But the defenders cleared out. Kevin De Bruyne throws it in. Hey, come on, you guys. We are 21 minutes into this. It's time to score a goal. I think we're past the point where it would be too early to score a goal. Yeah. This is a strange concept that you may not be aware of. Scoring too early. It's a strange phenomenon that is mostly perpetuated. Well, the myth of which is mostly perpetuated by the men in blazers. And they are often concerned that teams score too early. And this happens. You will see some team, they'll score in like the first 3 minutes of a game, and then they'll go on to lose the game. Why? Because they scored too early. So I think it's okay for Belgium to score a goal now. Oh yes, I like. Guess who else is in? Guess who's down here playing it right back? It's Tobe. The Belgian guys do have a guy named Tobe. His name is Toby Alderweireld, or something like that. I'm really not super sure on how to pronounce his name. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say it properly. Alderweireld. And they should just call him Tobe. And maybe that's why Belgium will win. They have a Tobe and they have a bunch of great players. Come on, Belgium. The least you can do is score a goal during the dubious goals committee. Score a dubious goal if you have to. There's a good through ball to De Bruyne. Oh, but he gets stepped off of it. Yeah, so they're doing a little midfield battle here. Battle, battle, battle. Back and forth, back and forth. To Mertens. To Lukaku on the near side. Lukaku centers it up. No, he goes long all the way back to Jan Vertonghen, who then centers it up to nobody there. Defender kicks it out. And going back out to, oh, what's his name again? Blah, blah, blah. And then he passes it to Eden Hazard. Eden Hazard, who then accidentally manages to kick it out of bounds over the touchline. What happened here? Oh, he didn't get to it. The defender did. Doink. And there goes the ball. Let's go, Belgium. Allons-y. Let's go score some goals. Let's just do it. And here's a bunch of wacky Belgium fans. They got their devil masks on and their overalls painted to look like the Belgian flag. Speaking of overalls, I was watching some cricket highlights last night too. And there were back in, when was that? Was that like the late 90s, early 2000s? Get that ball in there. Oh, the ball just sort of bounce around in the 6-yard box and they can't get it in. Yeah, there's these old cricket uniforms that look like overalls. The pants are all one color, then the shirts are two color, but the pants color is on the lower half of the shirt, so it looks like the pants come up to just about the chest. And to make it worse, the Australians, they had these yellow stripes that then came down that looked like overall straps. It looked like these guys were playing cricket in yellow overalls while wearing green shirts. It was funny. I was like, that's odd. Oh, but I do love cricket. But it is not cricket season. And that's why I'm watching cricket highlights and weird stuff on YouTube. Oh, and when I was over at my parents' house last night playing with their Amazon Fire Stick, they have Willow. They can get Willow. And Willow is the big cricket online streaming app. The app. I do not have Willow, but I wish I did. I wish I could figure out how to get it. But it's probably only licensed to certain donks. And I don't, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Come on, Belgium. All right, well, it's about time for me to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC while we wait for Belgium to score a goal. Right here on Anon Radio, there was a shot on goal there, but the goalkeeper repelled it. It went out for a goal kick. Blurtons aren't. Who cares? Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
But for now you're gonna stay. bed.